What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much more. I'm going to react to a video of Jay Williams defending Kyrie Irving. I meant to already react to it, but it's still a hot topic. Seeing a lot of content creators just recently, a couple days ago, talking about this topic and whatnot, because I think a lot of people really got this topic on their mind with the Kyrie Irving situation, which really stemmed off of the Kanye West situation. Before we do that, though, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady. Need online marketing promotions? Check us out, promopalace.biz. Also, we have the new litter apparel there as well. For all you dog lovers and cat lovers, you can get your t-shirts and hoodies with dogs and cats on them. New litter apparel for all dogs and cat lovers. Go to promopalace.biz. Click on merchandise. We got t-shirts, hoodies, and much, much more. Also, don't forget, we got the Dizzle brand t-shirts. Go to dizzlebrand.com and whatnot. And we got Etsy shops for both of them. Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle brand for the Dizzle brand merch, and Etsy.com/shop/new litter design. That's Etsy.com/shop/new litter design. So let's get into it. Been meaning to react to this one, but it's still a juicy topic.
Welcome to the Brown State Podcast Show. Today I have my right hand with me. She's been trying to get this phone, but anyway, I want to know, what do you guys take on the Kyrie thing? Jason Williams, he did a tremendous job. I'm glad somebody stepped up and spoke on his behalf so he wouldn't be alone. Because I noticed that when people have something to lose, everybody is walking on eggshells due to this council culture.
Facts.
So for those who haven't saw the video, I hope you enjoy this video. And oh yeah, please press that like button, share it. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. She would love it. Thanks.
So when I hear what Kyrie Irving has to go through in order to be reinstated, I'm appalled. And let me give you examples of how I feel like we don't have the same energy and hold other people who have dealt with racial tropes accountable. So when Sarah Silverman does blackface, or when Don Imus says nappy-headed hoes, or when Howard Stern calls somebody the N-word in the skit, or when Brett Favre takes money from the state of Mississippi, we don't ask them to get sensitivity training. We don't ask them to donate $500,000. We don't ask them to meet with the Black National Caucus. They apologize. And then, you know what? The rest of the world moves on. But what I feel like is happening here, and that's how in the Black community, like, we've been told that's how the process works. Right? Think about that. That's how the process works. Oh, somebody does a blackface. Oh, it was a misunderstanding. We got it. Okay. You know, is that person really racist? Probably not. Was it ignorant? Probably so. Okay. We understand it. We move forward. We don't like it. We would love to hold them accountable. But society, and having a lot of Black people in positions of power, we don't have the governability to do that. But what we feel like happens with Kyrie is, even after an apology, it's not enough. We feel like there needs to be more. And a lot of people I've spoken to over the last couple of days talk about this thing. Older mentors of mine talk about buck breaking. And so we talk about tropes. This is something that we feel like in the black community that happened way back in the day, where if there was a slave that was defiant, right, he got broken in front of everybody in order to show that he was not in a position of power. And that at the end of the day, he had to do what he was told to do because that's what was mandated of him. And there's a bigger situation going on. What's happening with Kyrie Irving? If the Nets don't want him to be there, just say you don't want him to be there. But we should hold everybody accountable, even owners of teams accountable with things that are happening in other countries, i.e. China and Uyghurs and the Muslim genocide that is occurring that we hear Enes Kanter talk about. But we don't keep the same energy for everybody. We pick and choose what conversational points we want to make more polarizing. And I might lose my job. I might lose deal opportunities in the future for speaking out about even the platforms that continue to promote and profit a movie that is considered anti-Semitic to billions of people. They don't have to be accountable. Who is accountable? But we're going to put everything on the shoulders of Kyrie Irving, who, even though he said, I cannot be anti-Semitic because if I know where I came from, stating that he's one of the four lost tribes. He's saying that blacks and Jews come from the same entity, the same thing. But we don't want to understand nuance. We want to be triggered by words, and we like fire, and we like things that are, you know, going viral on social media, and everybody has some kind of hot take, and we're calling people idiots, and we're calling people names, because that's what we do. We just destroy each other. I ain't going to destroy each other, man. I'm not going to do that. Is Kyrie Irving anti-Semitic? Hell no. Could he have gone about it maybe a different way? That's what I would have advised him to do. But I'm not going to let you guys sit out here and make this dude out to be like he is a villain, like he is a bad person. He is looking to explore his heritage. Now, you can crucify me if you want. I don't give a damn anymore. It's time for people to start speaking out with nuance. All
right, so just to give y'all some context, I'm a Tar Heel fan. Do I agree with what former Duke Blue Devil Jay Williams just said right there? Yes. 1,000%. I want to touch on a few things. Like he said Kyrie might have been ignorant to, you know, what was in the video or whatnot. Like, this is the thing I realized. We can't punish people for being ignorant. Ignorant just means not knowing, not really knowing the facts and the truth. We can't punish people for not knowing something. And we're doing that. We're punishing people for having thoughts and views and saying, making statements. Like punishing people for thoughts and views. Oh, where do they do that? Communist countries. Punishing people for speaking out. Where do they do that? Communist countries. He's right. Like, this whole sensitivity training, anti-Semitic training. Where have I heard this before? I've heard this before. Like Stephen A. Smith said, emasculating the black man. Where have I heard this before? White supremacy. I don't know if it's borderline white supremacy or if it is white supremacy. It's definitely white supremacy. Trying to force Kyrie to go through sensitivity training, anti-Semitic training, and all these things they're trying to do, man. And Jay Will touched on slave days and stuff like that in comparison. And I used to not be a Kyrie Irving fan at all. But I've strongly behind Kyrie Irving. Like, they literally punished the guy for posting a retweeting a documentary that's on Amazon. And like a couple other people said on a couple interviews I seen, I don't think Kyrie Irving watched the documentary. they don't, there's people that, there's a lot of people that don't think he watched the documentary. So now he's being punished for retweeting a documentary that he didn't even watch. Oh, wow. That, I mean, that has got to be the worst thing for somebody to get fucking punished for. For retweeting a documentary on Amazon that he didn't watch. I there's a lot of people that think he retweeted it because of the title. That he was retweeting it because of the title. You know? And like, people retweet all types of things. Like, that's another thing. He's punished for a retweet, for sharing content that's for sale on Amazon to Twitter. I mean, this is, if anybody needs sensitivity training, it's the people that were offended by a retweet. I repeat, if anybody needs sensitivity training, it's the people that are offended by a retweet. And also, like the whole Black Israel thing, I mean, we do know, like, if you look at the map, if you literally look at the map, Israel is literally in the corner of Africa, the corner of Africa. And we know that Caucasians migrated from Africa long, long, long time ago. A long time ago, you know, to the European countries and cities and areas. You know, we know that area where Jerusalem and Israel is was not populated originally by Caucasians. We just know at some point it was conquered by France, Caucasian Europeans, England, and other European countries. The people that now occupy Jerusalem are none other than the descendants of the last people that conquered it. They are not the people originally from there. And if you go from biblical perspective, King David conquered Jerusalem first, it says, in 1000 BC. King David was Hebrew. Hebrew was not Caucasian. Hebrews are not Caucasians. Hebrews were the people that were enslaved by Egyptians. Guess what? They weren't Caucasians. So let's pump the fucking brakes. People being punished for truth, speaking facts. And then people also being punished for not knowing truth and not knowing facts. We can't do that either. You know, this is like, people just be getting, the people that really need sensitivity training are the ones that are just getting sensitive over words. You know, I was raised, sticks and stones may break your bones, but names can never hurt you. You know, you only let them hurt you. You choose to let names hurt you. You know, like, people choose to be unhappy. They choose to be angry. They choose to be depressed. They choose to be stressed out. All these things are a matter of choice. You know, and accountability. He talked about accountability. History tells us that accountability has always been one-sided. It's always been one-sided. You know, so I'm with them. Like, accountability needs to be taken on both sides of the fence when these things go down and happen. You know, are we holding anybody else accountable for retweeting that same documentary to their Twitters or their Instagram or their Facebook? I'm pretty sure he's not the only famous, popular person to retweet that. And also, you know, like, reporters, how about we do our job and ask questions that have to do with the fucking game? That's your job, to ask questions about the game, not to try to, you know, stir up controversy when it's not there. Yeah, I agree with Jay Williams, and I'm a Tar Heel fan, just to put that in context. You know, I'm not a Duke fan, and I support Kyrie Irving. I agree with Jay Will. Jay Will even said I might get fired and lose money in endorsements for this. So I support him, you know, for coming out and having the kahunas to say that. You know, that's the thing. Like, people are scared to say what they feel what they say. And I'm a hip-hop musician. I'm a strong component of say what you feel. Don't just make up a bunch of bullshit, a bunch of baloney, horseshit, a bunch of bullshit. Once again, I thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast.